just to end with one other ha'ara that maybe we can understand a little bit better, although this is also above our pay grade, and that is the Gemara mentioned different psukim with different amiram. When they came to this pasuk, they would cry. So one of them was Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar kimati lahaykra bachi. The pasuk says, "Vayomer Shmuel al Shaul, lo mehir gastani lahalos oisei. Why did you get me so anxious? Why did you bring me up?" And the Gemara says, "What was the rest of the story?" Shaul wasn't sure if he should fight against the Plishtim. He wasn't sure if he's going to be successful. So he tracks down a Balasoiv. The Balasoiv tracks down the Navi, the Neshama of Shmuel. And he goes to Shmuel and he says, "Shmuel, what am I supposed to do?" When Shmuel heard that he was being summoned, he got very, very scared. What was he afraid of? He was worried about Din V'cheshbon. And Rebbe Lazar, when he came to this pasuk, he cried. He said, "Madach Shmuel HaNavi was afraid of his Din V'cheshbon." So much so, the Gemara says he went to call Moshe Rabbeinu that he should be his alibi. He should be there with him. So Kal V'chomer us, if when we're going to have to give Din V'cheshbon al achas kama v'kama, and Rebbe Lazar was so moved by this pasuk that it literally brought him into tears, this was something that he used to cry. So our Gemara says that when Shaul summoned Shmuel, Shmuel thought he was about to be judged, so much so he got scared. He felt that he needed somebody with him. Who did he call? He called Moshe Rabbeinu. This Gemara here in Chagiga Daf Dal Rama Beis is also mentioned in Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. In Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, it's Perik Lamed Gimel, and over there the nusach is a little bit different. Over there it says Vehel Soloi Shmuel, the Balas Oiv called Shmuel, Va'olu Imay Acherim, and people came together with Shmuel. V'yesh Oimrim Tzadikim Harbe Kayoitze Boy, Olu Imay Ba'isasha. There were Tzadikim Harbe Kayotze boy that came with him. Our Gemara said he brought Moshe Rabbeinu. The Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer sounds like he brought more than Moshe Rabbeinu. One pshat, achirim. The other pshat, tzadikim harbe that were kayotze boy. So the Radal, in his Pirush on Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, says, who were the tzadikim harbe? And what did he mean kayotze boy? So he says, Ulai, who he brought was Moshe and Aharon. Our Gemara says Moshe, but maybe it was Moshe and Aharon. And he says, what's the kayotze boy? Because we all know Moshe v'Aharon b'chayhanov. Shmuel was shakel to Moshe and Aharon. So he wanted to come to have to give Din V'cheshbon. So he brought not only Moshe, he brought Aharon as well. And he turns to the Eibishter and he's going to say, I'm shakel to Moshe and Aharon. You were made. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Moshe v'Aharon b'chayanav v'shmuel b'kayre shemoy. So who's going to come and stand next to him when he has to give Din V'cheshbon? What's he bringing in front of the Kisei HaKavod? None other than Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon HaKoyen. Why? Because Shmuel's going to say, Moshe v'Aharon b'chayanav v'shmuel b'kayre shemoy. That's what the Radal says in the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. That's maybe who the tzaddikim k'yotze boy were. Very meduyah, k'yotze boy, because it's Moshe v'Aharon on the one side, and it's Shmuel b'kayre shemoy. But the Velt asks a very, very stark question, and that is, Shmuel wasn't alive at the time of this story, but he hadn't just died either. He had died a considerable time earlier. So the shaila is, why did Shmuel think he was being judged right now? Shmuel had passed away, and like every person, after a person dies, so there's a din v'cheshbon. So Shmuel had given din v'cheshbon already. So l'chur, if Shmuel had already given din v'cheshbon, why is he suddenly afraid now that there's going to be so? What kind of din was he afraid of? So I'll tell you a beautiful maramakim. The last brisker rov in Sefer Alatayra. This is the very, very last griz. So it's on Eicha, right? It's on the whole Tanakh, the griz Alatayra. It's not just on the Torah, it's on the whole Tanakh. And this is the very, very last piece. So he says, Dover ze shamati, come upon him. Mipi avi adoyni mori v'rabi hagoyin Reb Chaim zeichet tzadik l'vracha. So the Biskarov said, I heard this from my father Reb Chaim, not once, but I heard it come upon him. He says, we know, the Rishonim say in the beginning of Perek Chelek, that at the end of days, meaning when Mashiach is going to come and it's going to be all over, there's going to be Tchias HaMesim, and at Tchias HaMesim there's going to be a Mishpat, and every single person that ever lived is going to be judged. It's going to be a Yom HaGadol VaHanoira. In other words, every person is judged twice. A person is judged after he dies, but there's going to be another judgment. There's going to be a judgment that's going to be a Yom HaGadol VaHanoira, where every single person that ever lived is going to be judged again. So the Brisker Rav said that I heard from my father Reb Chaim, who used to say all the time, it was Margula Bepume, that what's the second Din V'cheshbon for? A person's judged once. Why does a person have to be judged the second time? So Reb Chaim said that the reason a person is going to be judged the second time is because a person is judged for what he does on this world. But the truth is, a person is not only judged for what he did, a person is judged for the outcome of everything that it is he did. Said Reb Chaim, it's impossible to know the full scope of the outcome of what a person does until the end of days. Until the world's going to be over and all the hashpois and everything is going to come to an end, it's only then that a person's going to be able to know really, really what the tzitzah of his ma'isim were. But until the end of days, the judgment to a certain degree is still pending. And the reason is because how do you know that something you did for the good or the bad may not have an impact on someone somewhere, someplace, hundreds of years later? I mean, just think about the Tanam and the Tzaddikim, Sefsoyf, David Vais Bekever. These are all Schusim and Schusim and Schusim. Every time we learn something from someone that lived in a free Degadar, that person's getting Tzchar. So it's true that when a person dies, there's a Din V'cheshbin, but really, you're not going to know the full scope of the Din V'cheshbin until the end of days. And Reb Chaim used to say, that's why there's going to be a Yoy Magadol V'Anoyro. And that's why the Yoy Magadol V'Anoyro is going to have to be Dafka at the end of days. Because it's only at the end of days that we're going to be able to properly understand what the outcome of everything that happened was. And it's only then that this Mishpat, this Yoy Magadol V'Anoyro, is going to have to happen. This is what Reb Chaim said. So said the Briskerov that Yesh Loimar, Lefi Reb Chaim, maybe that's what Shmuel was worried about. Shmuel was worried that maybe the Yom HaGadol V'Hanoira is coming. And as a result, that's why he was afraid. He brings this Agav Urchi after he brings what he heard from his father Reb Chaim. But there's a classic Meshech Chachma that we've mentioned in the past. The Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush on this as well. The Meshech Chachma is in Parshas Netzavim. And the Meshech Chachma says again, Lulei de Mestafina, this is not something we could say, but this is something that our Meir Simcha says. And that is, the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Nun Hei Amid Beis, Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omar Rav Yoinesen, Kol Omar B'nei Shmuel Chatu, anyone that says that the children of Shmuel sinned, Ein Eilatai. He's making a mistake. Now, why would somebody think that the children of Shmuel sinned? What did Shmuel's children ever do that you would think that they were chayte? It's a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vayikash Shazak and Shmuel." When Shmuel was older, "Vayasem as bun of shayftim liYisrael." He appointed his sons as shayftim. But v'loy holchu bun of bedrachov. His sons did not follow in his footsteps. "Vayitu acharei habotza, vayikru shoychad." Vayatu mishpat. That's what the pasuk says. Says the Gemara. Amr Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. Amr Rav Yoinesen. Kolo Amr Bnei Shmuel Chatu. Eino Yelotay. Aye, what do you mean? It says in the pasuk. So he said, no, the Torah says, Bidrachav leholchu. They weren't like their father. But to say that they sin, that already not. But Chazal were already megalitas that the Bnei Shmuel maybe didn't behave 100% the way that they were supposed to. Leholchu Shmuel Bidrachav. So Rameh Simcha says that Shmuel passed away. And he died at Tzaddik. But at the same time, he knew that his sons were leholchu Bidrachav. And he was a little bit worried about his sons. And the reason he was worried, because he was afraid that maybe his sons would do something that would be deemed to be his fault and his responsibility, and as a result, he would be judged for it. Something would happen to him because of what happened to his children. So he said when they came to call him, Shmuel knew he had his din v'cheshbon, but he was afraid they were coming to rejudge him. And the reason is because maybe his sons did something, and maybe it's because of what his sons did that he's being judged all over again. And that's why he got so scared, and he said, why did you scare me like this? He thought that they were coming to punish him, maybe for something that had happened with his children. Not with himself, but something with his children. So then Rav Meir Simcha says, so why did he call Moshe Rabbeinu? Why did he go bring Moshe Rabbeinu? Rav Meir Simcha says, a pshat. Pshat based on a medrash. But I was thinking, that lulei de mistafina, maybe we could add to what Rav Meir Simcha said. Why did he call Moshe Rabbeinu? And this is based on a ksav soifer. The ksav soifer is in Parashas Lach Lecha. And the ksav soifer says, why is it that you find that the Ovis HaKadoshim, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, right, you find that they struggle to have children. For sure, Avram and Yitzchak, and even Yaakov with Lavan and everything. But you find that it was always a struggle. He says, why was it that the Ovis had a difficult time raising a family? So listen to what he says. V'yesh loyma. Because Hashem knew that if they were going to have children, what would happen is yashkiach albanov. They would end up having to raise their children, put koiches into their children, v'lo yalami demacherim kol kach. And they wouldn't have the ability to really be there for everybody else. V'im yalami demacherim. And if, despite the fact they had children, they would spend so much time with everybody else, it would be very difficult for them to be mashkiach habonav kol kach. This is in the Ksav Sofer, right in the beginning of Parashas Lach Lecha. Says the Ksav Sofer, you want a mocker to this? I'll give you two makayers. You find this by Shmuel, that mipnei sheis asik b'tzarchei tzibur, because he was asik in tzarchei tzibur, V'chein Matziru says, I have another makar. B'bnei Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was also a niach ben kemoisai. And you know why? It's because he was oisai b'tzarche tzibur. So therefore, what the Eibishter did was, he purposely made it that the Avos should be able to establish themselves before they had a family. So like this, when they had a family, it wasn't a problem. V'zeh v'zeh niskayim b'yodam. And he says, that's why it ended up not being an issue. This is what the Ksav Sofer says. Dvarim neflot. The Ksav Sofer repeats this in a few different places, in different contexts. One of the places he talks about it is in Parsha Shemini by Nadav and Avihu. Nadav and Avihu, Chazal say, didn't have any children. They weren't a kind of mitzvah period of Rivya, and in some Chazals, that's actually the reason that they were taken away prematurely. So the question is, why? Why did they have any family? So the Ksav Sofer says, Al Derech Zeh. He says, because they saw their father Aharon had a family, and he put a lot of koiches into his family. And they felt that because Aharon put so much koiches into his family, even though Aharon became Aharon HaKoyen, but he never really reached his potential. You know who reached his potential? Moshe Rabbeinu reached his potential. But says the Ksav Sofer, Moshe Rabbeinu's children didn't go in his way. And they thought that it's a contradiction, it's a stira. It's impossible for a person to reach his full potential and at the same time for a person to put himself out there for Yenim 100% as well. And they were worried about the balance and they weren't sure what to do. So they made a decision, an executive decision, that they're not going to have a family like this. They'll be able to steig, they'll be able to reach their full potential. It was a mistake, Chazal say. And it's for that reason, right, we know about the Misa of Nadav and Avihu. It's one of the great mysteries in Jewish history. But the point is, says the Ksav Sofer, this Vart, that a person that puts himself out too much, sometimes if he can't balance himself properly, then maybe it can come at the impact. It can come at the expense of their own children. And he says there's two rayas to this. One raya is Shmuel, and the other raya is Moshe Rabbeinu. So lefi zeh, maybe it's mamish kemin chaymer. Rmei Simcha said, that why was Shmuel worried? Lomahir gastani lahalish soisi. He was worried about his children, because the Gemara says in Shabbos Nunhei, that kalaymer b'nei Shmuel chato enei alataya. But why would you make the mistake? Because on some level they were chaytach, as I'll say already. So therefore there was something over there. And he thought that maybe something happened with his children, and as a result, because loyholchu b'drachav, maybe he's being punished. So Shmuel starts scrambling, and he starts thinking, what am I going to do? So he quickly says, I have one eitz, I'm going to bring Moshe Rabbeinu with me. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was in the same exact predicament. Again, I can't believe we're saying this, but the Ksav Sofer says this, and Rav Simcha says this, that it's based really that Moshe Rabbeinu was also Lo'yinich ben Kamoisai. And because he was Lo'yinich ben Kamoisai, and why was it? Because he was so oisik for the Tzibur, and Moshe Rabbeinu was doch Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe is perfect. Moshe Rabbeinu is perfection. So if this was Moshe, that means it is perfect, because that's the Mahalach, that's the Richtige Zachweis for someone on that caliber. So Shmuel said, I'm bringing Moshe. Because if you see by Moshe Rabbeinu, this was something that was okay, that's going to be his alibi. His alibi is going to be, he's going to have Moshe Rabbeinu together with him. But either way, this was why Shmuel Anavi was so scared. And this was why he brought Moshe Rabbeinu, because he thought that having Moshe Rabbeinu next to him, that's the Tana de Messiah Yaleh. That's what's going to hopefully be able to make his case in front of the Kisei HaKavod.